So we are spending a lot of time talking about how to go and, you know, painstakingly build our own prompts. But I also want to talk about some shortcuts for generating and buying prompts, okay? So the first one I want to talk about is the Anthropic Prompt Generator, which will allow you to enter a very, you know, simple, very short, very poorly written prompt of what you want the AI to do. And Anthropic will then give you a much more detailed, much better prompt. And there's really several benefits to using this. The first is it's going to give you a good prompt, which you can then use yourself. The second thing is it's going to, you know, show you and sort of demonstrate and teach you what a good prompt looks like. And then the third thing that you can do is you can actually use this with a very powerful model like Opus, get Opus to write the prompt, and then take an inferior model, such as Haiku or GPT 3.5, and give that powerful prompt that was written by a much, much more advanced model to the stupider model, and the stupid model will then be able to, you know, still deliver a very good output because it's working on that template. So definitely check out Anthropic's prompt generator. Really, though, the master shortcut that I want to give you here is a site called PromptBase. And PromptBase is basically a marketplace for prompts, which is a, you know, pretty cool idea. You can go and buy a load of prompts here for not just language models, but also for image and video AIs. I've bought quite a few here. There's some really good prompts. Now, as you know, as these kind of get the language models and the image models and the video models get better, I do think prompting in and of itself is going to become less. It's going to become kind of less powerful, really, because you know the language models will understand what you want better than they currently do. But for now, PromptBase is an excellent resource. You should also sign up to my list for prompts. I'm going to give you some prompts with this course. There will be more prompts that I will give you in the future. And then, you know, every time you do a prompt, you will want to test it, okay? You will want to change it, test the original prompt you were given, change some part of it, see what impact that has. You can do this within the OpenAI Playground if it's a text prompt. If it's an image prompt, then maybe test it on Midjourney, test it on DALL-E, test it on Leonardo, test it on, you know, as many different variations as possible and see what works while also changing components. And then, of course, as I mentioned, you know, the best way to get these prompts is to actually have a chat with GPT about a topic, get an output that you like, and then ask GPT to actually turn that into a prompt. So you can just literally say within the chat thread, that, you know, that was really good. Can you give me a prompt that will make that thing again? Then open up a new tab or go to the OpenAI Playground and paste that that prompt that the GPT has just given you, paste it in and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, go back to the original thread and say, hey, GPT, you know, you said that this would give me the result that I wanted, but it didn't. It gave me this and I don't like it for these reasons. Please, can you give me a new prompt that makes it more like this? And after a few iterations, it will do that, at which point you can actually save that prompt. So hopefully in between these examples, the Anthropic Prompt Generator, promptbase.com, signing up to my list for even more done-for-you prompts, and then, of course, having these chats with GPT and asking it to actually write a prompt for you, you have some good shortcuts to get good prompts alongside the more kind of structured and long-term ways and principles to actually follow that we've talked about in the other videos. So hopefully this video has been useful, and I'll see you in the next one.